This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment's brought to you by Alpha Site Logistics. We've given them so much business, they painted their new name on the side of their dumpster that they gave to SDORC. And they've been serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years. So if you're ever going to have to go out and do an event of any kind, you might want to hook up with them because they follow all the rules and regulations, and it's a walk in the park. Portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. That's 760-362-8383. Tell them that you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, and they'll hook you up. Audrey Mason, Ed Stovet in the house.
Yes.
And you brought a stranger from Tierra del Sol. Who is this guy?
He's not a stranger. I've actually been friends with Bill for, I don't even know how many years
but
now.
But he hasn't been in.
He hasn't been in the radio, this but he's been with TDS for decades.
Very long time.
And what's your last name, Bill?
Kassler. Bill Kassler.
Right. Yes.
Been with Tierra del Sol for probably about, since probably about 2002, 2003.
Because you were president when I became president of SDORC my first time around 2005, 6, 7?
Probably a little bit after that, maybe 8 or 9. Yeah, right. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Well, and your event puts on probably one of the premier shows.
It is the largest Southern California off-roading event that happens, period.
And we want to borrow whoever you've got that goes out and gets raffle tickets or raffle prizes. We need to borrow that person because your raffle prizes are insane.
Yeah, on a normal year, boy, we rail them in. I don't know how we do it.
Well, that's just it. It's like you could hit a home run hanging onto the fat end of the bat. I don't get it either, but you don't just give away a tire. You give away five tires, and sometimes with rims and bumpers with winches, and it's insane what you guys do. But I think what you've done, how long has Tierra del Sol been around?
60 years.
Okay. I think 60 years of people knowing who you are and what you've been trying to do for 60 years, it's kind of like, okay, they paid their dues. Let's hook them up. Let's take care of them. Let's help them.
Yeah.
And your events are, and another thing I like about you, and it's like, it's like SDORC. You guys cater to the first time driver all the way up to the hardcore driver.
Yep. Mild to wild. We normally have a trail set up so the stock Jeep can go do it, mm-hmm. and then we have a couple other shoot-offs that, you can go nuts. You go on one trail and, you're going to break something.
Was it one of you guys from Tierra del Sol where they put that park out? It was in Ocotillo?
Yep.
And they had that great, big, huge...
Tierra del Sol built that obstacle course.
And then
course.
One of your guys got to the top of it and then realized, how am I going to get down?
Yeah,
that was one of you guys, right?
I don't know.
I think it was.
There was a couple of people that made it over that thing. I don't think I'd ever try that.
Would you try that, Audrey?
If I had the correct vehicle that was caged, yes, in a heartbeat.
I'd do it with a helicopter.
My friend, a friend of mine, Patrick Jones, he does it in his chopped up Toyota that's got an exo cage to it, and it's built to the tilt, and he takes that all over Johnson Valley. I've seen him do the one obstacle the specific obstacle that you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it. Bill, do you know the name of it?
The big one.
The big one.
Crossover.
Okay, yeah, that's called crossover with the big pipes, and that's at the 4x4 training track at Truck Haven in Ocotillo. Tia Wells, close to the SR-22, State Route 22, on that side of it. Tierra del Sol years ago raised grant funds and used the money from the Desert Safari to actually create this, to give people a training ground, basically, to go to. So there's the pipes there. There's the tire course there. You've got the wedges in there.
Mile
and then
to
this
wild.
One, Mile to Wild, yeah. And you can learn and do. And then this one is, what is it, five big, I think, 30-foot pipes. So I think it's like 90 foot tall. Or,
oh, no.
It's,
you're exaggerating.
No, it's pipes. More than that.
No,
how big are those pipes?
Maybe 20, 25
okay,
feet
it's
high.
Definitely a hold my beer.
It's steep.
But I don't know if it's 90 feet
it's
tall.
It's steep.
It's really steep.
It's three stories, right?
I almost did it on a motorcycle once.
So the way you have to go over it in a vehicle is you have to have enough speed that your front tires launch.
And catch.
And then
so you
the
don't
front
high center.
Falls on top of it. Yeah, because if you go slow, it's just going to...
You're never going to... No.
So you have to launch off the top with your front wheels so it'll land on top.
Yep.
And then you have to brake real hard.
Yeah. So then you don't go over and endo over the other side.
Then when you go down, you have to you'll slide off of it on the
undercarriage. So you have to slide.
Yeah.
So when you're high centering, you need to slide over before your tires re-grip.
Yep. Yeah. And then once your tires do grip, you got to hit the gas. Because if
you don't want to flip, you'll go into it.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of times off-roading, you'll leave it in a low gear and let the engine and transmission... carry your, you know, control your speed, but you don't want that there, right? You want to be able to just run it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll be a fairly smooth ride once you start going down.
Okay.
But
pick your mic up and then get just a little bit.
How's this?
Oh, much better.
Much better. Oh.
Yeah. It's directional.
Yeah.
And if you go like this, then it wanes away. So you just, you can turn it sideways or what have you. But yeah, you got good pipe.
There
you
listen go. To that leathery voice.
Well, and you just made our board op, you know, his ears bleed for a second when you got up close and personal. But that's okay. But, you know, I want to talk about this a lot. Tierra del Sol, how much does it cost to join?
Well, on a normal year, this is an off year because of COVID.
Yeah.
But normal year, it's $55-$60 to
what's
get
an
on
off
the trail,
year?
Right?
So that's to be at the event.
Yes.
Well, I just want to join. Let's say I just want to join and support Tierra del Sol.
Well, it's a different animal than SDRC.
Oh, it's not, I see. This is
you
just
can't.
For
SDRC,
the event.
SDRC is a membership organization. We want as many members as we can get.
You're not.
Tierra del Sol limits their membership to 50 members.
50 family memberships.
They never have more than 50 members.
What a grumpy old guy.
To become a member.
No, you got to be in the club.
You
man.
Have to partake. You have to do so many overnight trail runs per year. You have to host trail runs. So you have to put on a trail run for the other club members to attend. And
somebody has to leave for you to join.
Is that why he's wearing a cape?
I am not Superman.
I don't know what he did with his crown, but he must have left it in the car.
No, it's a prestigious club. The club's been around for 60 years. They've been doing the Desert Safari for 60 years. The club's been around for longer than that.
As long as there's been Jeeps.
Yeah, pretty
50
much.
People is a lot of members.
Well,
I mean,
don't forget
a lot of people to be friends with and like to hang out with.
Don't forget that's a family membership. So, my wife is a member. I'm a member.
Right,
you know,
right,
and then our kids.
Your kids are,
And then, you know, grandkids too.
Okay, so
young.
What's the reason that you're not making it a membership?
Well, the reason we keep it small is because now we have people we know what their capabilities are.
And they're willing to do things?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a concept, huh?
I know.
You have to be motivated to be a club member.
Yes.
If you don't go
to
meetings
awesome.
And stuff, you drop out of the organization.
We're a do club, you know, and that's what I tell people that are interested in becoming members.
Be careful.
Believe me, when I started getting involved with them, I didn't know if I wanted to make that commitment to them, you know, and I liked working at Safari for them, but I didn't know if I wanted to commit to some other stuff. But once you get in and
get to know everybody,
you get to know it's fun. We are a social club, you know.
Well, it's fun to work with people that are willing to work with you instead of. And I'm not taking anything away from clubs that have members that don't have the time of the day or the where for all to be involved. But I've always said on this show, if you're going to be part of a group or a club, you need to be part of the group or the club.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, yes. Don't just take the shirt, the sticker, and the discounts when they come your way. You need to give back to the, what does your hat say?
Iron Door.
I thought it said. I was
that
actually
place has
that's
trouble.
Not what I it's, thought it said. But
you hear about the trouble they have?
Yes,
I have,
that
yeah.
Shad's partner passed away, and we don't know what's going to happen with the equity.
They're asking for money.
They're asking for money.
Everybody's asking.
The heirs want their share back.
Really?
Yeah, the silent partner.
So we don't know what's going to happen out there.
Oh, geez.
Might
all right.
Be open too much longer.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, Audrey and Ed, we're going to leave and let Bill do the rest of the show.
Awesome.
Right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, let's all welcome Bo. Oh, Bo's not here.
Bo, miss you, Bo.
Bonice, man. Is that
we
not?
We saw him yesterday at the desert.
Is he not the glue?
Yeah, he does a lot. He does a lot for TDS, and he does a lot for the off-road community.
Yeah, he
helps. Well, you know what? I guess I didn't want it to sound like, you know, that there was only a few people that put TDS on the map, but I think we did make a point that if you have anything to do with TDS, you're an integral part of TDS. So there's other people. I mean, we could, you know, Bo wants to call in 888-344-1170. He can name the 500 people that are in the club. And, no, I'm only kidding.
No.
Why can I give him a hard time? He's not here.
Yes, I know.
I know. Right. But yeah, it's, I mean, and that's really it. And then there was one other lady that
well, this was for the obstacle course, the 4x4 training track, and actually building the 4x4 training track. And when all of that went in, Bo was very instrumental with that, Bonies. And then the superintendent of Ocotillo Wells. So it makes a big difference when you're working.
What was her name?
When you're working with the state park, or you're working
Kathy
with
Dolan
the land agency that is having somebody that wants to help out our community,
right,
and improve the state park and improve, you know, the grounds and give us more opportunities. So thank you very much, Kathy Dolinar, who is a retired state park superintendent for Ocotillo Wells.
Yeah, if it wasn't for her, that wouldn't be there.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and I heard Bo's Toyota didn't have a scratch on it until he built that park.
He got rid of his Toyota before that.
He doesn't have that anymore?
Well,
the truck?
I'm sorry. He's got his buggy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
No, he
maybe
still has his truck.
I think he still got that. He wouldn't sell that Toyota truck.
Not,
I mean,
not his buggy, no. But,
no, because I'd take that Toyota truck because I've got, I think, well, he's got the 85, I think it is.
The yellow one are you talking about?
No, how, there's no
sort
paint.
Of. It's sort of.
Sort
what's
of.
The tube
the
down.
The tube
it's his
truck.
Tube
yeah,
truck.
That's his buggy, yeah.
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 Oh, you call it, but I think it started as a Toyota.
It did. It is still.
It's still a kind of a Toyota.
Basically a Toyota.
A couple Toyota parts in there.
I'm telling you, listen, all vehicles start out maybe in the shape of a Toyota, but they all end up as the shape of a Jeep at the end.
Isn't that a funny thing how that goes? That's totally, totally, totally true. All right, so what do you got news-wise there?
You are a man of my heart, Bill. You are a man of my heart.
So California is a little different than the federal government with regard to legislation.
Really?
You can introduce a bill anytime in the federal government, but California has an annual schedule.
Like a window.
So they have a bill introduction deadline, which is in late February, which just passed last week. So after last week, no more bills can be introduced for this legislative session.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So our lobbyists.
Well, we don't want to wear these people out in Sacramento.
Well, they have the deadline, and they reach the deadline.
It's
so
a
everybody
different
has
system.
To get everything submitted yeah, in, and now it's under review.
It's
so now
definitely
that we can go
system.
Through and see what's there, what everybody proposed, what they want to make into law, and how it's going to move forward from here, right?
Okay. So consequently.
So there's after the bill introduction deadline, SDORC, we have a lobbyist, a state lobbyist,
right,
and she helps us with legislation. So what she does is after the legislative deadline, she searches all the introduced bills, and there's a couple thousand bills get introduced. So she picks out about 40 or 50 of the bills that may be of interest to us, and then she makes a list of bills that are more likely to be of interest to us, and she sends those to the people who are supporting her. And then we look through the list, and we all get together, and we make a priority list of those bills,
okay,
bills that are really important to us. So we have about 7 bills that we're interested in, and 2 of them are really interesting to us. And those 2 bills, the priority bills, we're going to follow those through the system. We're going to get letters to the committees right before they meet to decide on these bills. We're really going to take an active role in supporting them. The other bills we're going to watch. Maybe they will get amended to support us or to hurt us. in which case we may add them to the
priority
list.
And then you'll let the public know who should be reaching out to their their politicians for yay or nay.
Yes.
So we'll be doing that. And sometimes just us talking to the right people can make a difference.
Sure.
Other times, like, we need to turn the tide, and we send out the big alerts, and we ask people to do, you know, to make a call,
to make
an email, to do whatever. So we have a couple of bills. An interesting one, I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. AB 1638 will suspend fuel tax for 6 months in the state. It got introduced. And, you know, California has a lot of extra money now. I remember when we were
billions.
When we had a $1 billion deficit? Yeah. Yeah. Well, now we have $1 billion surplus.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do with it? That's our money. It's not their money. It's our money, right? We pay enough taxes to provide all
the
services.
It's our money, and I want it now.
Well, we pay taxes to provide services and stuff for all the citizens. So if they collect extra tax, then what are they, you know, they collected too much. They should give it back. So this is one way to give back. Okay. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere, but it's interesting to me.
They'll probably borrow it for other projects like they've done.
Like they always do.
Well, they're not supposed to, but oops. I know. And sometimes
it's like lotto money goes all to the schools.
Don't even get me started. So it's almost like they want to suspend it to see how much that money actually brings in so that they can change it to what San Diego proposed for the 4 cents a mile tax BS that we've got going on here in San Diego.
So Bill, with TDS and with SDRC, it's possible we're two organizations that could sue an agency.
Yep.
That's something we could do. We could sue them and say, you're doing something wrong with the taxes.
Yep.
There's a bill to create a trails commission for non-motorized use. We're just going to keep an eye on that.
That
it's kind of weird.
Me. And I mean, it doesn't scare me because there already is. You already have all of that. You've got all the hiking trails that are out there. You've got to me, it's already a part of Parks and Recreation.
Well,
each county has their Parks and Recreation that take care of it. So why is California trying to overstep and step in when we already have enough influence and stuff going on in Parks and Rec?
It's controlled. Well, it's non-motorized, so we're just going to keep an eye on it, see if it bothers us, but we're not going to do anything. The area of Needles, a couple years ago, they had a bill passed where they could have what's called combined use, which means off-road vehicles can go on the street to make a connection, say,
to a restaurant, gasoline,
lodging, or to connect one trail to another. So there's already a rule that allows up to 3 miles. So Needles made it up to 10 miles. And this bill says now there has to be a report on this program to the legislature by 2028. So we're going to keep an eye on that because that's good for us and it's interesting.
That's really smart of Needles, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. They're trying to attract more off-road vehicles.
Support,
you
know.
It's not a very strong economy over there.
Exactly.
And they would like to have some more people come and recreate. So
I could totally do a shout-out to Pirate Cove Resort in Needles. That is a absolute amazing.
River?
Yep, they're right on the river. They encourage and want off-roaders out there. There's access to several trails right outside of it. And then you can get in your side-by-side and go to the awesome steakhouse right down the street. So I really like Needles. I've been there a few different times, and I've been to that Pirate Cove Resort a couple of times.
All right.
Gorgeous.
I
want to
see it.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Okay, so there's a grant program to increase equitable access to outdoor recreational opportunities for all Californians. So that's interesting because an organization like Bill's or ours could maybe get a grant to do something like that. To whatever, maybe bring kids to the desert and have an event where they drive something. You know, there's all kind of opportunities. So we like that. Maybe it'll come. We'll have to see. One I'm interested in is AB 2707, State Parks General Plan. So all the state parks have to have a plan in place. And two state vehicular recreation areas are in the planning process now, Ocotillo Wells and Hungry Valley.
Yep.
They're both open. Ocotillo Wells started and then they stalled and it hasn't done anything for a couple of years, but I think they're going to start it up again. And Hungry Valley is just moving along. So in the little blurb on this bill, it says non-substantial changes. So that means like they added a comma. So what that really means is later in the legislative process, they may add some language to really do something. Mm-hmm. So we need to keep an eye on it because general plans affect our off-road parks, right. and we don't want those parks to have
They could slip something in when you don't even see it.
Slip us a Mickey that could really do something to Ocotillo Wells. They could say, well, all parks have to be stay on the trails only.
Right.
Well, that would really be tough on us at Ocotillo Wells.
Right.
Oh, by the way, Rick Moore broke his arm. He's probably listening. Wanted to say hi, Rick.
Get better, Rick.
A dog knocked him over. Bill,
dog? You know, yeah, I know, Rick. Yeah, that's
I know the dog.
He's one of our good, faithful friends and supporters of SDRC. He's been on the board in the past, and he makes it to just almost every event we do.
Yeah.
He couldn't make it out to the cleanup we did yesterday because of his injury, but we're wishing him well.
Ocotillo Wells the week before.
My friend Jean McConaughey is listening, too. She said she's going to try to turn us on and see. She's a friend that helps us and goes riding with us sometimes.
Perfect.
So that's fun. So SB 894, we're going to be watching again. This is the fourth time it's been introduced. This is the red sticker bill to make it so that red sticker racing non-racing motorcycles that don't have clean emissions can have registration. So they're able to be sold in California, but as of the beginning of this year, you cannot register those motorcycles.
And I don't think anybody's selling them.
No, everybody's still selling them. Yeah,
the dealers are still selling them.
The dealers are still selling them.
Well, that's the problem, that you can buy them, but you can't register.
I was
them.
Talking to a dealer, and he says he's not going to sell them until they fix this problem.
Well, you could be looking at years of that because
he's afraid he'll be on the hook if he sells a vehicle to you, let's say, with no paperwork.
There's a lot of them out there.
Technically, yeah,
he's on the hook for it. Yeah.
Well, that's right, because turned around and said your vehicle got stolen and they say, where's your paperwork? He says, well, then you would turn around and sue that bike store for not.
What if you go to Home Depot and buy a chainsaw?
Yeah, but we're talking a vehicle that has registrational capacities.
I don't know if a lawsuit will ever happen with that.
Well,
we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and a couple weeks ago when we
brought
it up.
And the year before. Yeah, it's been a big ongoing thing. And one of my buddies, he bought a 22 KTM 450, and he got a pink slip and a red sticker.
All right.
What we ought to do
next week is just call some local dealers. I'll have to figure out what bike we'd be talking about and just ask them, are you selling? Because I was talking to somebody, and they are not of the Yamaha flavor. They're selling none.
Well, there's like six brands that are popular that get sold. The four Japanese, KTM, right. and Beta.
But then he said that a friend of mine went down to he was looking at other bikes, and he was asking about the Yamaha. And he goes, nope, not selling them.
Well, that would be the motocross bikes.
Yeah, but didn't your buddy buy a Kawasaki?
He bought a KTM.
He bought a KTM. But he bought it early, I think. You know, I mean, not as far especially. As his law goes.
It doesn't matter. The law has to do with the model years.
No, I understand that, but the law just came out, right? Or is this a five-year-old law?
It's not a law. It was an action by the California Air Resources Board. Right. So they're not a legislative body. It was a, what do you call it?
I don't know.
It was a rule that they made. And they said, and they did it, and nobody can register. So now the legislative body can fix it, but they can't.
Just for the heck of it, I'll call some dealers and just see what's going on.
I think you can go buy any red sticker, formerly red sticker racing motorcycle, and go out and take it to a private track, private property, a racetrack. You can enter at any race anywhere, but you can't take it out to the desert and play.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Why? Because it's SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's my buddy. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, you know what? We forgot to talk about Wayne Miller's tire.
Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. He's here for any of your tire needs. If you're stuck on the side of the road, you're stuck on a job site, give him a call. He's got the trucks to come and hook you up, get you taken care of, get you back on the road. 619-596-2800.
And what about PRMI Mortgage?
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. Chris Wiley out in Alpine. He's here to help you out. Buy your home, sell your home, whatever you've got going on, give him a call. Chris Wiley, Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. 619-722-1303.
I'll give you a break. San Diego Off-Road Magazine. If you have not read that magazine online or in hard copy, you've missed out. And if you're an off-roader, that's the Bible. This will online website will keep you in the know as far as what's open, what's not open. You can sell gear. You can buy gear. Great stories. Ed does a monthly?
I have two monthly columns.
Two monthly columns.
Motorcycle column and a land use.
There you go. And the land use is really important because when it's time for you to get involved, you can find that all right there in SSORM.com. That's SSORM.com.
Oh, I'm sure there's a big spread in there on the upcoming Desert Safari next weekend,
Bill,
Saturday,
March 5th. Bill, do you put stuff in there? Do you,
personally, yeah. I don't think I have.
But you have people.
Your club puts stuff in
definitely.
There, right?
We've got,
I always seen your pictures.
Yeah, we get the cover on it.
By the way, we got Bill Cashler in the house. He is from – are you the president?
I am the current president, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. See, well, I told you to go to that meeting. You just didn't listen to
me. You had stuff on the cover of the magazine?
A couple of times. Not this year, but in the
for
past.
Safari?
Yeah, we've
that's
had.
That's rad. Yeah. That's pretty cool. One time I was on the cover on my motorcycle.
That's all he ever
race.
Talks about. Every time I do this commercial.
Me.
Yeah,
that's
me,
right.
Me,
see,
me.
Ed, it's a picture of you. We did it as a club. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Not Ed.
I had my helmet on.
And Ed was doing this to the people around him. He had them staying totally out of the
you
picture.
Go over there.
That's all right, Ed.
So
that's all right.
I camp in different places in the desert, and one of my favorite places is in the Truck Haven area. But I access it from S-22 and up at right at the top of the hill. I go down and I camp at the bottom. And I've been doing that since the 90s. So a number of times we camp there and a whole group of Jeeps come over the hill and they come down. And once they get on that trail, they can't go back. Right. So they come down and they go right through my camp.
Right through your camp. Right
they
over your
like
sleeping bag.
And
I love it.
It was always the first Saturday in March. Just we like to go there.
Did you finally figure out that maybe that's not the time for you to go?
And I it didn't bother me. I thought it was fun, and I thought it was embarrassing for those guys, which made me laugh. But it's
why
like,
were
oh.
you not dressed or something?
Oh.
We're in our camp, and they just come driving through like 10 feet from my van, and it was safari.
I would think it was pretty funny. I would think that it would be for you because you shouldn't be camping on the trail.
Yeah.
That's trail etiquette.
I wasn't
can
on
move
a trail.
Back and be 50 feet off of the trail.
You remember that
please?
Jump I showed you? Yeah. That was right in there.
Oh.
And they came over that.
You said
not where I was jumping that way,
you
but
said
the other
15?
One. Yeah.
Okay, well, that was not safari, so.
Cause yeah, because it would be a couple hundred to 1,000.
It'd be 600.
Oh, don't they break up into groups?
No, not
even,
for
even
safari.
Back, no. Even 25 years ago?
No, it's always been a follow the leader run. So,
yep.
That's a good point. Tell us about Tierra del Sol. So if I've never been, which I have. But if I even did radio out there one time.
Yes, you did.
If I've ever, I mean, for somebody that's never, say they just bought a new Jeep and they have not got a clue, what would they expect to come out to your event?
All right. So
how many days is it?
I got to like put one on one side and one on the other.
Sure.
So this year we're still in COVID mode.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So in a normal year, they come out and they buy a raffle ticket. They, you know, they register for our event. We'll have a trail normally. And we put on a huge raffle, and we have this great big city we build out there with tents, and we have 100 vendors, and they can, you know, go out and buy stuff for their Jeep. They can go and test it. They can, you know, if they've got a brand new Jeep, they can go out there and just see where it can go. The park is open for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Most people in off-road vehicles are you know, very approachable. They can go up and say, hey, you know what, I'm a newbie. Can I follow you guys? And they'll tell them where we're going. You may not want to follow us,
mm-hmm.
or they say, yeah, you can tag along with us.
Or if you're going to follow us, you got to lower your tire pressure. Did you
Definitely.
Bring a pump? And the guy says, okay, well, we have a pump, so
right.
lower your tire pressure. And because they'll learn all of the nuances of what it takes to go off road instead of you going out there by yourself. Which is the cardinal rule of no.
Never do that.
You never do that, even on a motorcycle. But we don't know anybody that would ever go out by themselves and have a mechanical breakdown and not know how to get back. But I don't know anybody that would do something.
Good thing that guy has strong legs. Huh?
He must have had strong legs.
Right? Push that bike 5 miles.
So now, is it now this year it's only a one day, right?
Well, we stretch that over 4 days. So,
oh.
We're going to sell t-shirts out there, basically. We're going to sell raffle tickets. We have a small raffle. There'll be a few vendors out there. Very, very small. Very.
Oh, okay.
Very, very kind of on the down low. The reason we did that is because COVID has screwed up all
everything.
You know, all of our suppliers, parts chains and everything.
Well, so plus they can't get parts.
Well, that's the thing. The stuff that they do have on the shelves, it's flying off.
Right.
So we felt that it wouldn't do them any service to
to put pressure on them to support what they've done in years gone by.
Yes. Right. Gotcha. So, but next year we'll come back and we'll be like, this is our 59 and a half year. We're stuttering.
Yeah.
Okay. So 60, if COVID is gone and which I think it will be, we'll put on a great, great big show, and we'll be back to.
And that'll be epic. I mean, that would be one that you'd want to make a special deal on.
The one you guys had at by Salton Sea, over there at Johnson's Landing, that was fabulous with the big vendor row and the mud hole people.
Yeah,
that was so fun.
So that was an oddity. You know, we were. You know,
that was the first year you had issues with State Parks.
Yeah, you know, State Parks is a great partner, but they're expensive. And
you guys get a lot of pressure put on you, and it's like your club is solely focused on. I feel like they kind of because it's been going on for 60 years. Everybody knows the first weekend in March, you go out there, it's going to be a great time. Mm-hmm. It's just a known thing. It's just been the first weekend in March. It's almost like President's Weekend. It's almost like Thanksgiving.
Right.
If you're an off roader and you've been an off roader, you know the first weekend in March to go.
Unless you're on a motorcycle and you're camping.
So it's been, you know, it's not just, it's
like
a
Christmas.
Draw. You pull out, they pull not
people
just,
go,
you know,
and they
like
don't
our
even know
event.
That, they don't know that Tierra del Sol is a Jeep club.
Right.
They just say, it's TDS, I'm going out there.
Yeah.
It's a really weird dynamic.
Yeah, if we didn't even show up there that weekend,
they're still going to get
thousands
of people out there.
Listen, it's been proven that all the businesses out there on that weekend make more money than they do the whole year.
Yep. So,
and I remember when John Stewart moved it over to the other side of the park,
down
to the Main Street area, and everybody, but there was still a lot of chaos going on in Truck Haven.
Yep.
A lot of trouble.
Yep.
So it's clear that what the club does and what just a lot of crazy people do are different.
Okay, so let's go back to the general public that says they're going to come out and they're going to take a look. Are you going to have food?
We do. We'll have some food there. I mean, there's Jack in a Box. We're going to be set up right next to it on 86 and S22. We'll be open, I'll tell you the hours. Thursday, we're going to open from 4 to 9 p.m. They can come in, buy T-shirts. They can buy raffle tickets. When you buy a raffle ticket, it's $10. You'll get a bumper sticker and a dash plaque, three for $20. We're going to have a raffle on Sunday. And I think we probably have somewhere $10,000 to $20,000 worth of raffle prizes that we.
Which
just,
normally you have over $100,000.
What's the most you've had roughly dollar value of your raffle?
I think one year we probably had in the neighborhood of $170,000.
Wow,
God, I kind of remember.
Okay, so people could come out now. Can they camp out there?
Yes. The park is their park. They can camp in the park, and
it's free camping.
Yep.
And so with a motorhome, a trailer, a tent.
Yep.
There's no hookups unless you're going to go across the other way, and you're going to go over to Blue Inn or go to Octi Wells, in which case you do have to purchase because those are
It's an RV park.
They're privately owned RV parks on the other side. You have full hookups. Otherwise,
Blue Inn,
Mobile
Land,
it's dry camping
those
in
places,
the desert.
Right.
Desert Ironwoods. Also, Johnson's Landing has an RV park.
Right.
Oh, they do. Yep. That's right.
So I'm just trying to give the listener maybe that's never heard about this before just some ideas, because you know they're going to start asking questions. They're going to look at the wife and say, well, what about this? What about, how come he hasn't asked that? So that's the reason I'm throwing all these questions at you.
Well, okay. So the one thing that we will be doing is instead of a run this year, we're going to have, I think at 7 or 8 at Johnson's Landing, we're going to start out with one of our trail boss, John Gray. And he'll have, I think he's going to have some ping pong balls in a bag, and there'll be one gold one. And at every stop, he's going to put out on social media, on Facebook, where he's going to go next. He'll give coordinates or whatever, and then you have to go and find him.
Mm.
And when you get to that stop, you'll pull out a ping pong ball, and I think you win a prize or something like that. There's going to be some.
That's pretty awesome.
So if you get the gold ping pong ball, you get a special prize?
Yeah, I think there's going to be, I think what they're talking about
Jeep?
Is a hat. No, not a new Jeep, but there'll be a special hat that no one else will have.
Either a new hat.
They'll have
either a new Jeep or a hat.
No, maybe dinner with John Gray. Because he eats a lot.
Yeah.
He cooks some good food.
And he cooks good. Yeah.
Yeah, he cooks some good food. I've eaten John's food.
Yeah.
One thing that everybody needs to know about TDS, too, is they are a food club. Well, and they know how to eat good. When they go on the trail, they have good trail food. Let me tell you. They know how to organize.
I've always said we're an eating club with a Jeep problem.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure.
So, okay, so now that's Thursday?
Thursday.
What's Friday?
Friday, we'll be open from 9:30 to 9.
Saturday,
8:30 to 9.
Okay, Sunday.
Sunday from 8:30 to 11.
When is John putting on this trail hunt?
Saturday.
So that'll be Saturday morning he will be putting on.
So if he wants to get online and you want to follow John, how do you do that?
Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Tear Dull Soul.
Page,
yes.
Okay, so just go to...
So that starts at Johnson's Landing?
Yes.
And then from there, who knows where you'll end up?
Yeah, I know that he's... Basically, he'll have some highlights of.
It's your own special geocaching. You've got to go find it.
I
love the idea. That's brilliant.
You got to go find John.
Do you guys have plenty of maps to give out to people just in case? I've got a couple boxes, so I just
we can do that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Just make sure we have boxes of OW maps.
And John will. We can throw him into the war wagon because that's what he'll be in is the war wagon.
Yep.
Now I know Dave has a special love for the war wagon.
I love that war wagon.
It's been on KUSI a couple times.
I love that thing.
What kind of vehicle is that?
It's a Power Wagon, Dodge Power Wagon.
Used to be.
That's big. Yeah,
it used to be. And it's got a bit of damage from the trail. But
and I told him every time he brought it to KUSI, come on, dude, you got another scratch. What's up with that?
Does he have big tires on it?
Yeah, it's probably 35s.
All right, so let's take a quick break right here on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, so we have a new sponsor, South Coast RV Center.
South Coast RV Service Center down in Chula Vista. If you have a leaky roof. I couldn't even say that. Wow, a leaky roof on your RV. You need some repairs done. Your black water, your gray water tank is messing up. Believe me, I don't want to crawl underneath there and deal with that. Give South Coast RV a call at 619-476-7195. Again, that's 619-476-7195.
And by the way, the Achilles heel of an RV is the roof.
Yes.
And if you're buying a used RV, take it down there and let them inspect your roof before you buy it. Because the roof will leak down on the inside of the walls. And that's going to cost you as much as you paid for that coach to fix it. So, you know, these are the kinds of folks down there that are proactive, not reactive. So use them.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard that the roofs are a problem on RVs.
It's major, especially if you go to an event, you get up on top with your lawn chairs and your keg. And
walking around, having fun, dancing,
and carrying on. Hey, we got Bill Kassler in the house. Bill's from Tierra del Sol. And he's been filling us in on next weekend's event. Which this is a recap segment. So, where is it? When is it? And what is it?
Well, the Tierra del Sol Desert Safari for the 59.5 will occur at Highway 86 and S-22 in Salton City, California. That is 3 miles east of Ocotillo Wells SVRA. Mm-hmm. We're going to be out there. We're going to be selling T-shirts. Now, all this money that we raise from selling T-shirts, we give away to people like SDRC, Cal 4-Wheel. We support keeping land open.
Sure.
So you guys gave a lot of money to David Hubbard when the Ocotillo Wells lawsuit. I mean, you guys really stepped up. That was a big deal for our community.
So I think you're new Corva members now, aren't
you? Yes, we are. Our club is new Corva members,
yes.
So it's a four-day event.
Yes.
If you just want to come out and buy some souvenirs and look around, doesn't cost anything.
Do that. Go go 4-Wheel in the park.
Then you'll want to register.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna buy a raffle ticket. So we don't really register this
year. Oh, I see. Okay, so you just buy a raffle ticket. That'll get you on the trail.
That'll get you anywhere you want to go. It really is just going to get you into the raffle.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. So, because this year is a little bit different.
Right. Yeah. And then there'll be food. It's, you can camp. You can take the whole family. And if you're a first-time off-roader, first-time 4x4 owner, and you want to learn a little bit, this is a perfect opportunity because 99.9% of people that off-road like to talk and teach.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. You talk to anybody in the off-road community. They'll.
How many vendors did you say you may have? I know normally it's huge, but
normally we have 100. But you know, this year we'll maybe have 5.
What about the groups like SDORC, Corva, Four Wheeler?
I don't believe Corva is going to make it. I will be there, so SDORC will have its booth set up. I will unfortunately only be able to be there all day on Saturday, but I think our Easy Up will be out there, and we'll have some stickers.
So there'll be groups out there that people can talk to. I'm sure BLM might be out there.
Yeah, the kid area set up. I know you guys usually do some sort of kids games.
Yes, we'll have some inflatables.
It's all about having the family and teaching the family right and having a good time.
What about those remote control cars?
I don't know if they'll be out there, but I'll tell you who's be out there is Cal 4-Wheel, and they'll be bringing their raffle Jeep down.
Oh, yeah.
So
this year, every year they have a Jeep.
This year. I know they just raffled theirs off, so my $100 raffle ticket, I didn't win a new Jeep. I'm so bummed.
This coming one, it is going to be a Gladiator, so it'll be neat to look at because it's not, you know,
it's their normal Jeep.
Is that the one that's like a truck in the back?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't know if you can put a motorcycle in the back.
Yeah, you can.
If you leave
the tailgate down and you get one of those things that
You don't even have to do that. You lay the tailgate down, it goes diagonal. That's one of the things.
Keeps your gas can from falling out.
That's one of the things Jeep did, you know, when they built it. That was one of their prerequisites.
They measured a dirt bike and they. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So let me just talk a little bit about some of the raffle prizes we're going to have.
Yes, hit those sponsors.
Vire's giving us a $400 compressor, Rock Jock, $1,000 and stuff, Motive Gear, 10 Factory, $700 axle stuff, Coyote Industries. We're going to have a set of beadlocks. Looks like we have a coupon for Warren. Let's see, American Outdoor. It looks like some coolers, maybe. We got some $100 gift certificates from ORW.
Nice.
We do have some Cal 4 Wheel event packages, some radios from PCI. BFG's going to have, we're going to have 2 sets of tires from BFG.
Nice.
Any size?
Up to 39s.
Oh my
wow.
Geez,
that's is that 4 or 5? That's an awesome price.
2 sets, so that would be 4 probably.
Four.
Yeah, you're on your own for a spare, and if you want to carry around a 39-inch spare,
go
be
for
my
it.
Guest. Uh-huh. We'd like to have
I'll
just
put
plugs.
It on my trailer.
We just put plugs on it, yeah.
Well, what is it? Jesse and Robert Puffenbarger for ARC Trooper, their whole entire back of their Jeep is nothing but that 39-inch spare tire.
Yeah.
They have one giant
They special set up their Jeep for that.
Yep. So then also we have Vegas Valley 4-Wheelers. They're going to give us some kind of a certificate. Trail Hero, which is one of the premier events in the, in the West now.
Yep.
Metal Cloak. We're going to have some... Fox is going to give us some new shocks for the Gladiator JL. And Bilstein's going to get a set of shocks too. So
nice.
You know, there's going to be some cool little... raffle prizes.
Wait, any memberships to any organizations you're familiar with?
Oh, it's SDORC. We're matching each of your raffle prizes. So every winner is going to get a membership to SDORC.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, that's one of the things that we need to promote is be involved. Join these memberships, join these associations. One of the biggest things is, you know, it's hard to write a check for just a donation. But if you go do something and pay money for it, it's a whole lot easier. So, you know, that's why we do it. You know, we put on our safaris so people feel like they're getting money, something for their money. Again, it's hard to just write a donation check. So
I totally get that. You know, we have trouble selling memberships, but we make a lot of money at having our poker run.
Right.
People will line up to give us $40, but it's hard to get $25 to be a member.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I totally get that.
So, you know, one of the things that I've always said is that, you know, the off-road community is behind the eight ball in money. And the reason why is because our vehicles, in range from anywhere from $4,000 up to, you know, $100,000. The Sierra Club has $50 sneakers that they have to buy.
Yeah.
So they have a little bit more disposable income.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, it's a whole different dynamic. I really look at it and think about it. You know, the Sierra Club gets a lot of money. And I get emails from them. I get maybe 5 a day. And I don't get very many off-road emails. They really just beat on you. And it's a weird... I don't know how to fix it or whatever.
I know. It's hard.
So, Bill and Audrey, where were you yesterday?
Oh, and you too? We did the Painted Gorge cleanup. Yep, because what is our organization's about? Land use land and keeping use. Public lands open for public
to
enjoy.
I saw Bill out there and a whole bunch of other TDS t-shirts.
I think you guys had the most people at our event.
That's pretty wild. I know.
Well, it's a small event. We don't really promote it. It's right. kind of a hidden gym area in the outskirts of. It's between San Diego and Imperial and Valley. It's kind of right in the bottom of
the Ocotillo Wells. Cleanup a week before had 400 people signed up.
Yes.
We had about 30 or something.
No, we had 43.
We had 43?
We had 43 signatures at the end.
That's about what we wanted, what we expected.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's always great to go out and do this stuff. If you've never done a cleanup, go out and do it. It's really going to make you think twice when you're camping, when that napkin blows away. You're going to run after it instead of, oh, it's just a napkin.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that yesterday, volunteer from an undisclosed location found an item that was over 50 years old. It was one of the pool tab cans that has the triangle tab. Those triangle tabs were banned right at 1970. So they were made in the 60s, some of them in the 50s. Mm-hmm. But they had that you when you go to drink it, the tab would, if you popped it off and in, it comes all the way off and you'd swallow it because it came all the way off.
People would stick them in their can to get rid of it and then they would drink it and they'd.
Yeah,
I've actually done that.
Really, when you were a kid.
So now when my dad was there back in the day, you know, now that is an archaeological find and can get a 100-foot fence put around that area and or a potential closer. Yeah. That's why it changes
for a cultural resource. Anything over 50 years old is protected.
So that's why it's important to become a member. $25 annual membership, sdorc.org. Support those that support our sport, TDS. Because, you know, come on out, see us next weekend, buy a raffle ticket, find the war wagon on the trail. We'll be out there having a good time.
I want to find a war wagon. I want to see it.
We'll probably put a picture on our site.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
You won't miss it when you see it. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, it's been a lot of fun having you on. Hopefully, because I know we have a few off-roaders that listen.
Yes.
All you got to do is screw up, and you can find out how many. right?
Well, hopefully they'll join us next weekend out in the Salton Sea and at Ocotillo Wells.
And then we'll do a recap of how it went.
Yeah.
All right, folks, don't forget, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Yak Radio's coming up. You're going to hear everything there was to know about Barrett Jackson, Scottsdale. That'll be a good show right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hang on if you're tagging along, because we'll be doing this till 6 in the morning. Nothing wrong with going all night long. Tough to put the brakes on. Doesn't matter when you'd rather get up and go out. Me and all my friends, we'll dig up, we'll fall.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.